Okay, today's shiur is Yivamas Daf Kuf Gimel. We are on Kuf Beis, Amid Beis, a couple of lines before the two dots, about the fifth wide line or so, by Omar Lay. But first, a note on yesterday's daf. Yesterday on towards the top of the Amud, the Gemara brought up the issue of Kavana. The issue of, are we choshesh that if a woman grew up with the brothers-in-law, are we worried that at one time in history she helped them off with their shoes, and that would constitute a chalitza? And the Gemara says, what if you actually saw it? Are we worried about kavana? So this is one of the Gemaras that talk about the issue of kavana by chalitza. And we pass, and the Rambam says that, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that one requires kavana when one performs chalitza. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Ches of Hilchos Chalitza, Hakol Kol Balashon Hakodesh, goes through the process. Vitzarich Shetitkavein Hayavama Shetachlotzlo. Number, she has to have kavana that she does chalitza to him. Ve'yiskavein hu sheyachlotzlo, and he has to have kavana that he is having his shoe removed. Ve'yasu ma'asim elu lishman, and these actions have to be done lishma. So what exactly does that mean, that the actions have to be done lishma? What type of kavana is being mentioned here? So two sources, the Chacham Tzvi in the first tshuva, same tshuva that talks about mitzvah versus matir, same tshuva about how does one define the nature of the maisa chalitza, says the Chacham Tzvi there in Siman Aleph. Vitzarech hakiras chacham. We need to analyze. Ihach kavana de be'inon bechalitza hainu mitam de mitzvahi ukein kavana sa mitzvah de pasku rova poskim de mitzvah shrichas kavana. Is this just a general kavana? It's a mitzvah. So mitzvah shrichas kavana. Oh, ke'ein kavanas hahakna'os de be'inon das kone umakne. But it's a kinyan here, or it's an undoing of a kinyan. It's an undoing of a zika, like by marriage. Let's say marriage is a mitzvah, according to the Rambam. What kavana does one have to have? Kavana to the mitzvah of marriage, kavana to the oser of marriage. Vehine, ima kavana amurakanu al derech kavanas ha-mitzvos, vale tzricha shetiyeh b'shas ma'isa mamish, lahatir kein kol ha-mitzvos. His issue is you have to have kavana at the moment of the chalitza. If you say it's a kavana for the mitzvahs, you need kavana when you do the mitzvah. Like we know that you have to by shofar. You have to have kavana when you blow the shofar. Avalima kavana murakan eina ela kedera kavanas hahak naos. But if it's just general kavanas kinyan, so then, meaning what? Kavana lahaknos to her freedom in order to marry anyone. That's the kinyan being discussed. Or the kavana of undoing of the zika. Two different ways of saying it. So, af im lo kivim b'shas maisa lahatir lashuk. Ela shehu yodea. Shebachalitas minar oniteres lashuk. He knows this is the effect. He knows this is what happens from the chalitza, but he doesn't focus on it at that moment. Maybe it shouldn't work because your kavana at a time of a kinyan, when the kinyan performs by itself, maybe stands alone from the kavana. Anyway, that's his chakira. Is it kavanas mitzvah or is it kavanas matir? And the Milchas Chinuch discusses and has the suggestion of, amazingly, if you only add one part of the kavana, not both, maybe it'll be a chalitza that only accomplishes part of what you're trying to accomplish. He says, possibly, imkain. He talks about these two types of kavanas, the Chacham Tzvi, and then he says, "Imkain efshar nihi dekana osa." Let's say you have kavana for the kinyan and not kavana for the mitzvah of chalitza. I just know that this act is going to allow her to get married. "V'imkain efshar nihi dekana osa v'havi ishto mikol makom mitzvah Hashem yisbarach lo kiyem ki tzara kavana." Let's say, "V'nafgamina dechovas haMitzvah mutelas alav v'lo yigashen atekev v'chiyavo leleshe mitzvah v'yikayim haMitzvah." Unbelievable. If you only had kavana for the kinyan, maybe the yibam works. Right? We learned that at the beginning of the Perek Haval Yevimto. Beinoni's been choking, been amazing. Everything, it works, but you didn't do the mitzvah. And if you divorce your wife now, says the Menachas Chinuch, so then maybe you didn't do the mitzvah. And just to throw in another nafkamina, maybe theoretically times that we've mentioned that on a Daraisa level, we would say, Asi Dochalosase. You know, maybe that wouldn't work, because you didn't do the mitzvah here. You just did the kinyan. So the Menachas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches has that possibility of being mechalik, even lamaisa, between the different kinyanim that are the different kavanas that are being talked about.
Is this is a proof that spitting is not ma'akev.
I'm saying, so we're going to see later on that spitting might not be ma'akev, the rakika, but the chalitza is for sure ma'akev. So they're focusing on, during the chalitza, that part of the process, you know, what kavana does one need?
Because of the dayanim have to have their...
The dayanim have to see. We'll have to see what the dayanim have to see. We'll have to see. They have to see something, but they might not have to see anything le'ikuva. Okay. By the way, today's shiur I didn't mention is again L'zecha Nishmas. This week's shiurim, Chana Bas Eliyahu. Okay, so we continue now where we are up to about the 6Y line or so. Amalei Hahu Mina L'Rabbi Gamliel. Right, we just spoke about proving that the verb chalitza means to remove, not to get ready. Even though it says Hey Chaltzu by the Am Yisrael and the army, it means to leave your houses. It means to remove. That was the maskana, what we said, because it says Me'al Raglo. So just three lines of Agadata. Amaliyahu Mina Rabbi Gamliel. A certain heretic said to Rabbi Gamliel, Amma de Chalitz Le Mare Mine. The Jewish people are a nation that Hashem was Cholitz. Chalitza sends away, you send away the woman. So that's what Hashem did to you. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, Bitsonamu Vivkaram Yelechu, Levakeshes Hashem. They go with all of their cattle to seek out Hashem, to bring karbanas, Velo Yimso, and they don't find him. Chalatz Mehem. Chalitza. So the Min says to Hashem, as many conversations take place between the Minim and the Tanoim, God has forgotten you. God has broken the covenant. There's no longer a covenant between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Le answers Rabbi Gamliel, Shota, fool, Miksiv, Chalatz Lahem, Chalatz Mayhem, Ksiv. It doesn't say Chalatz to them. It's Chalatz Mayhem. What does that mean? Chalatz Mayhem, right? We took off our own shoe, sounds like. Chalatz Mayhem. He received chalitza from them, not to them. Ve'ilu yavama dechaltzu la'achin, midi mashasha ishbei. If the yavama, that the brothers took off her shoe, does that mean anything is meaningless? So too here. It's like you try to separate yourself, but that's not going to happen. Explains the Marsha, we've sometimes distanced ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but halachically that's not significant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still connected to us, says the Marsha. Who mavuar ki Yisrael begalusam amar shahaisal kalmana v'shomeres yavam lizakek v'amenazedimes Yisrael l'shar shomeres yavam v'chulu v'adaraba shehi asuralo tekiven shelo bana shuvlo yivne. The Min was saying, well, once chalitza is done, you can never do yivam to her, so you can never come back to you. V'kvar hechlif eschem beuma acheres v'lo yivne Yerushalayim ubeis hamigdash, right? Which many of the other nations, or specifically one other nation, tells us Hashem has forgotten you. He's chosen a different chosen nation. V'heishiv Rabbi Gamliel hiksiv chalatz lahem davi mashbakein aval heim kishomeres yavam shechalatz mayhem shehi, like it says lo haisa chafetz abo umarda biyavam devada adayin zekukalo. Right, if the Yavama ever just leaves, if the Yavama ever just, like, I'm not interested, she goes away, so it doesn't mean the Zika's broken, right? And whenever she comes back, you'll have to do it again. U'kishe tashuv livnos heimenu, gam hu yashuv eleho, v'lo yachlo slash shekfar nishpa lios l'chal elokim, shlo hechlef osanu v'uma acheres. Says the Maharsha, this argument here is going to the root of Am Yisrael's Britzwa, the Kaddish Baruch Hu. As we know, the Zohar says, "Velosia leisha lo yichal shachal kol yama." Hashem was ma'anisa, so to speak, with kaf aleim harkagigas, and therefore He's staying with us no matter what our behavior is, even if we stray, even if we go to other gods, as the Navi describes in the mashal of znus. Okay, two dots. Ba'anpilya chalitzasak psula. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, if somebody uses a sock, chalitzas psula, that is not called a chalitza because one needs an item that affords protection, number one, and one even might, right, the lashon that we had yesterday of tachash, right, that might not be what we hold, but in terms of lachatchila, Rabbeinu Tam, we quoted, but in terms of some sort of shoe. Says the Gemara, lemeimra dan pilya la minalhu. Wow, so the fact that you can't use an apilya, does that show that an apilya, a sock, does not have the status of a shoe? Vitznan nami, we also learned in the Mishnah in Shkalim, ein Torah Hatorim Nichnas, Lo Bapargot Chafiz Lo Ban Pilya. Right, this might be, it says on the side, Sham Lo Tana Pilya, doesn't say Befeir Shan Pilya, but the message of that Mishnah is there. There is a Mishnah Shkolim that discusses not going into the Kodesh with any type of clothing, any article of clothing that has pockets, that has hems, because we don't want anybody to be choshesh that they took. But there, this version, it says, not with an anpilya, v'insarach lomar, b'min of a sandal, and surely not a minol or a sandal, a fee, she'nechnasim b'min of a sandal, la'azara. You can't walk in there into the azara, either because we're not allowed to walk with shoes. That was the second phrase, einechnasim b'min of a sandal, la'azara. But we see the first phrase, anpilya, is separated from the line of sandal. So you see the Mishnah slash Brisa treats an apilya separate from shoes. Right? And the reason for apilya is probably different. That's based on the Pasuk, which it says in the Mishnah, we have to make sure that we don't do anything that makes people think that I might have taken from the Chumas Halishka. So you see here in the Brisa that it's separated from shoes, and so far that's a raya, like our Mishnah says. Like our Mishnah says, you can't use an apilya for chalitza. Like this Mishnah says, that you can't go in to be toreim in anpilyas and separately shoes. So you see from there, it's two different halachas. But the problem is the following one. Veraminu, echad minol v'sandol v'anpilya lo yitayo mehen, lo mi bayis l'bayis v'lo mi mita l'mita, on Yom Kippur. We know one of the five Yisurim is ne'ilas ha'sandol. So it says here in this braisa that we're not allowed to wear shoes or anpilyas, even mi bayis l'bayis mita l'mita. So why wouldn't you be able to wear it on Yom Kippur? Isn't that because it's treated as a shoe? What, so unless you're machalik between the areas of halacha, what, is there a different definition of shoe for Yom Kippur and shoe for chalitza? So the Gemara would not like to do that if it doesn't have to. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, yes. De isbe kitute umishum tainug. An amazing answer. Abaya says, the anpilya that is usur over there by Yom Kippur is talking about where you put some soft material, some rag, some material inside the sock, and it is enjoyable, mishum tainug. Not because it is considered a shoe. Really, it's not called a shoe. But here, for Yom Kippur, you know, the issue is one of tainug. Right? We're supposed to be in a state of inui. That's Abaya. Says Rava back, Amar le Rava, Omishim Tainug below Minol, Biyamakipura Mi Asiri? What, just to be comfortable on Yom Kippur? But it's not a problem of wearing a shoe. That's Asur. Viha Rabba Barbarhuna, Karech Sudre Akari Venafik. Rabba Barbarhuna used to tie a sudar, a rag itself, just a real handkerchief, like a blanket on his feet and walk out. Says Rava, what are you talking about, Abaya? Not, first and foremost, it has to be a shoe. If it's not a shoe, that you can be very comfortable, right? That maybe the origins or the motivations of the halacha is, could we go to the root of machlokas, whether nilas asandol is daraisa or drabanan, machlokas rishonim. But especially if it's drabanan, the root is, the first and foremost has to be a shoe. After it's a shoe, so then, or for sure, if it's daraisa, then it could be, you worry about comfort. So Rava says, if it's not a shoe, it shouldn't be asur. So Rava gives a different answer. Ela amar Rava lo kasha kan ba'pilya shel or kan ba'pilya shel beged. It depends on the type of sock. If it's a leather type of sock, that's similar to a shoe. So it would have the status of a shoe, both in Yom Kippur and in Chalitza. And if it's a material, a fabric, then it would not. So both Rava and Abaya seem not to be machalik. They don't want to be machalik between the area of halacha of Chalitza in terms of defining shoe. The area, what is the definition of a shoe for Chalitza and for Yom Kippur. Says Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Abaya and Rava? Right, he says this in Ayin Gimel Gimel. What would be the distinction? So he says, suggests that it is a Machlokas. V'yesh l'farsha b'shnei ofanim. Two ideas. What the machlokas between Rava and Abaya. Again, Rava says you need a shoe that might be comfortable. And Abaya says it's comfortable. Doesn't even require a shoe. Says the Kovetz Ha'aretz. V'yesh l'farsha b'shnei ofanim. This machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Number one. Debitol ha'inui hu gufa iser. What's the root iser of ne'ilas ha'sandal? And maybe amongst the other inuyim. Is the root iser a nullification of the state of inui? Is that the real Isser? L'dugma, for example. Mash asur l'achol b'yom ha'kippurim. That which is asur to eat on Yom Kippur. Eino Isser. The Isser isn't the act of eating. Eino Isser al achila mitzad atzma. It's just that through the eating, I am mevatel my state of inui. That's the problem. So is that the issue? The root, the feeling of inui is the goal. All of these inuyim remove that feeling. If I can have some type of eating that does not ruin my state of inui, it can be mutter. So for example, kezias. We know kezias is less than a koseves, an onion kippur, that's still called fasting, right? Even though you did a maisachila for all intents and purposes. But that doesn't ruin the inui. Maybe you could find, if you can find a case of nullification of the inui, even if it's not called a maisa achila. That might be the other way. The question of getting IV fluids, right? Is that better than eating, right? So you might say you could remove the inui, but you're not doing a maisa achila. So you could have both of those nafkamita. So, but that's number one. Is it about, bitala inui? Or, that is the, that's number one. And yesh lafarish, dekra detanu, eno elahayal fusa, asher mizen nilmod le'esar chameshet zvaram yom kippurim. Aval yisurnu mitzad atzman, diachila asura mitzad atzma. Or do I say no? The pasuk says inoy, that's true. But that's just to tip us off that these actions, which usually have in them a state of inui, are usur. But ultimately, the isur is the actions. It's not the state of inui that is brought. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's the machlokas Abaye and Rava, in his suggestion. The nearishib is enechleku Abaye v'Rava. Abaye holds, like, it's the focus is the inui, the state of inui, kipir sharishon. Dini'ilas asandol, why is ni'ilas asandol usur? Because of bitol ha'inui. And therefore, even if you have something that's not really exactly a shoe, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's close enough to be called inui through, you know, what you put on your foot. Mishamachi sfirali du adin bapilyat is bakatitin gamkin asura. The ishbaze gamkin bitl inui kimo ni'ilas asandal. Even though this isn't ni'ilas asandal per se. And Rabbi says back to him, what are you talking about? Of course, inui is the pasuk in the Torah, but it's the five inuyim. Period. Atu betainu biyom kippur miyasira. You know, you're not allowed to go take a walk by the break. If someone shows a break on your kippur, you can't take a walk and relax a little bit. You can't lie down and go home and lie down on your couch for 10 minutes. Why, you can't remove that state? He says no. Eina israel bitul ini misarat smo el di misa yofina lesser nilas asandol. And therefore says Rabbi Chanan, this machlok es abaye and rava. It's here in Yevamos, but it's you got to know it for to learn Maseches Yuma to know the nilas asandol. That iser is beautiful machlokes between abaye and rava. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so what did Rava just say? How did Rava answer the stira? About anpilli is no good for chalitza, but you're not allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. Leather versus fabric. Leather is a problem in both. Leather is called a shoe, and fabric is not called a shoe. Hachanami mistabra, and this also makes sense. Dilote mahachi, if you don't give this answer, kasha Yom Kippur, my Yom Kippurim. Forget Yom Kippur versus chalitza. You have a stira within Yom Kippur. Titanya, the Brisa said, we have a Brisa about Yom Kippur. Lo yitayel adam, bekur dekisan, betoch beso. You're not allowed to have kur dekisan. Rashi quotes, min alim dakim. You wear this other type, you know, we might put it like a type of rubber that goes over the main shoe, so you don't get it all wet. Right? So a person is allowed to go with them, bitoch peso, avamatayu ban pilin bitoch peso, but you can wear on pilin. So even on Yom Kippur, on pilin's mutter, the previous case said on pilin's asur, elolav shvamina, kan ba pil yishal or kan ba pil yishal beged shvamina. So we prove ravas chilik. Of it depends what the apilia is made of. Tanya Kavasi the Rava, we also have a Brisa. Not just that a stira that we have to use Rava's answer. We have a Brisa that supports Rava. A Brisa that has a number of cases which Chalitza works, and the number of cases which Chalitza does not work. So we'll have the contrast. First, Chalitza b'minol hanifram, shechofes rov haregel. If somebody uses a minol that it's ripped, but it still covers most of the foot. Bisandal hanifchas shemakabelas rov haregel, or a sandal that still has most of the it's makabel, most of the heel is still there. Bisandal shel sha'am bishel siv. Other types of material, Rashi says, they're harder materials. Bikav hakiteya. If somebody's foot, Rachman al-Islan, is amputated and he has this stump that he puts onto a certain kli that is used as a functions as a shoe. Functions as a shoe for the bottom of his foot. Obviously doesn't have the bottom of his foot, but he puts it in there, and that's what's removed. Be mok, a muk, some type of felt. Rashi says lavad. Besmichas haraglayim. Rashi explains someone who, again, whose feet are not usable, so he goes around on his arms. He uses his arms to propel himself. But he has a certain type of catch, of support that he puts his feet in. He doesn't want his feet to drag on the floor. So he puts his legs, or what he has of them, into this support. That's smichas raglayim. Okay, all of these, what is the parallel to all of these? They're items that are worn on the foot. But anpilya shalar, there's the anpilya, of leather, v'hacholetze, all those cases, we'll see, are going to be okay to do chalitza with. V'hacholetzes min ha-gadol, and if somebody does chalitza from a gadol, we'll see what the contrast is, that's normal. Bein omed, bein yoshev, bein muta. And it doesn't matter what the position is, sitting, standing, or leaning. All of those. V'hacholetzes min ha-suma, chalitza sakshera. Or even chalitza from a blind person, a blind man, all of those, chalitza's kshera. Tosis deals with two issues. Number one, why would I have thought anything different about standing, sitting, leaning? Why would I have thought anything different regarding a person who is blind? Meaning, why would I thought those were puzzle? Tosis says, top Tosis, first the omeid, v'yim tomim, heichat samkadaitak, lifsel yoshev. Why should I think yoshev is a problem? Tosis has two answers. Number one, yeshlomar, mishum damar lakaman, tahavi kikmar din. Chalitz is compared to din, as we'll see in terms of yom and laila, but it's compared to din. So dinim, the bali dinim have to stand, right? But ishas gemar din devri akol dayana biyeshiva bali dinim b'amida. Number one, it's compared to din. Number two, says Tosfos, second skinny line, v'odichsiv v'amad v'amar. So the Torah says it. So is that just sipur dvarim ba'alma, or is that a command? So Tosfos says, the first, the former. It's not ma'akev, midlok, it doesn't say vaya'amod, it's va'amad, which is like, it's good to do this. But the Ritosa says, amida is a din l'chadchila, but it is not le'ikufa. If you look in the Rambam is mechalik, between the different parts. Again, we're going to start talking about this in the coming days. In the different parts of the chalitza process. We know there's chalitza, there's rakika, there's kriya. The Rambam is mechalik between those parts. The Rambam said the chalitza has to be done. Let me read it in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. She says, "Makrin liyavam lo chafasi lakachtov and oitz baraglo ba'aretz vehi yosheves." She's standing by the kriya, and when he sticks his foot into the ground, as we'll see today, uposhetas yada bebezdin umateres rituos amino meal raglo viacharkach omedes viyorekes ba'aretz kineged panav harok nira ledayanim, and then she stands up to do the rakika. She sits, says the Rambam, to do the by the kriya and by the chalitza, and then she stands up to do the rakika. She mitzvahs chalitza she yushneim omdin b'shas kriya u'b'shas rakika. The kriya afterwards. Betzrichan adayanim liros arok hayotz mipet v'chul. Rambam's b'chalik between the different parts of the process, the chalitza versus the rakika and the kriya. The Ritva also discusses this here. He quotes the Rambam. He says maybe the only reason to stand by the afterwards is that it's able to be seen by the dayanim. And then he says v'hanachon. The Ritva ends off b'chol inyani chalitza b'ayim u'umar l'chadchila. He says, "Lachadchila, I think you should stand for all of them." Against the Rambam, the Rambam says, "Should is it should sit or is allowed to sit?" No, you don't know for sure from the Rambam, but the Ritva says, "I think lachadchila should stand for all." The Gemara here is amachalik. Gemara amachalik, but at least it's referring to chalitza. That's what it sounds like, right? Bein omed, bein yoshev, bein mute. Number one. What about the other issue? What about asuma? Tosfos says, Choletzes min asuma. Second Tosfos. Again, why would I have thought there's anything wrong? So again, Tosfos has two days. Yesh lomar, either because it says, Le'enei hazikenim, v'hu adin lifnei yavam. Maybe not only did the dayanim have to see, maybe the yavam himself has to see. Inami mishub desiva yarka bifanav. So does bifanav just mean in front of him or in view and he could see it? Especially according to the Tamei HaMitzvos that we talk about, that this has something to do with his refusal, and he has to feel a little mevuzeh or disappointed that he's not doing the mitzvah. So maybe you would have thought that he has to see it, that really he feels it more when he sees it, right? You don't. It's not a full. I don't have a full processing of what I am involved in unless I could see. Right? The Gemara even says that a suma is never satiated. Because, you know, he can't see the food that he's eating. He's lacking something in the experience. I saw recently in the name of the Kleisenberger, the Divrei Yatziv, he quotes, Sabeinu mituvecho, we say on Shabbos, right? Hashem, please satiate me with your goodness. So why do we say Sabeinu? So Suma is never satiated. So what are we saying by Sabeinu mituvecho? We want to see your goodness so clearly. Sab'enu, satiate, which means there's a re'iyah. Sab'enu mituvecha, with your goodness. So that's why Kasuma is, doesn't have svia. So that's the havamina here. Maybe the experience is not full, unless he can see, and Kamash Malan, we say, that is not a problem. Okay, so that is all the first half of the Brisa, which already, we already proven, Rava, because we said the Ampil Yishol R is mutter. Aval now, second half. B'minol ha-nifram, she'ein chov es rov ha-regel, a torn minol that does not cover most of the regel. B'sandol ha-nifchas, she'einu makabel es rov ha-regel, or a sandal that does not accept the heel, it does not go on most. U'b'smichas ha-yadayim, right, that man that we described before that has to be supported by his hands. The item that he puts on his hands to protect them. Uban pilya shall beged vacholetzes min hakatan chalitza zapsula. In all these cases, the chalitza is pasul, meaning it might be good enough to pasul the brothers, but it is not good enough to matter her. Right? That's chalitza zapsula. Period. So now let's talk about a number of the items that were on the list. First, kav hakiteya. What does this brisa say? That if a person has an amputated foot and he has a stump that goes into a certain type of cleat, that's good enough. That's called a shoe. So kavakiteya. So mani, Rabbi Meiri. Maybe this price is following Rabbi Meir's opinion. It's not. Rabbi Meir says in Maseches Shabbos, is a man allowed to wear this outside without an eruv? Is this called hotza'ah of something extra, or is this called a shoe? So hakiteya yotzei abakav shalo. Div Rabbi Meir. Meir says he can wear it. It's called a shoe. So if it's called a shoe for Shabbos, it's called a shoe for chalitza. Rabbi Yosi Yoser and Rabbi Yosi Asers. So this price is against Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Meir. Next, the problem is Bian Pilya shall beged. The next line, Bian Pilya shall beged asan le rabbanan. What did the Brisa say? That an Apilya of a beged goes like the rabbanan. Why? Rashi explains. If Rabbi Meir allows a kav shelo, it must be that he does not limit what you're allowed to use to chalitza from the word tachash. Tachash would mean it has to be that type of material. But the fact that kiteya is allowed, so it must be that he doesn't limit it to tachash. So if he doesn't limit it to tachash, so he, l'chora, would also allow all socks. Even a fabric on pilya. Not just a leather one that we will learn out from tachash. So ask the Gemara. Don't we have a stira? The fact that a kiteya is okay sounds like Rabbi Meir. The fact that an pilya shall beged is not okay sounds like against Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaya, midasefer Rabbanan, Rishonami Rabbanan. Okay, you're right. From the fact that the Anpilya line is the Rabbanan, meaning those who argue with Rimei are the Resha also. Aye, don't the Rabbanan say that a Kiteya is not good enough? The Resha b'mechupe or, you covered it over with leather, so it becomes like a shoe. So even the Rabbanan would agree that that's okay. Amar Le Rava, Rava says 1 second. Aval ein mechupe or, my, pasul. But if it wouldn't be covered with or, it would be pasul. So why don't we say that case in the Braisa? Ihachi adatoni seifa ban pilya shal beged. Why do we bring in a new factor? Lifnog bedida. Babedra mechupa or. Aval ein mechupa or pasul. Why don't we just ar machalik within kiteya? So, Ella Amar Rava, Rava gives a different answer than Abaya. Midereisha Rabbi Meir, seifa nami Rabbi Meir. Flip it, just like the first line of Kiteya is like Rabbi Meir, so too the Seifa. Aye, why doesn't he allow on Pilya shall beged if he's not limited to say that it has to be like a tachash? High megan, high low megan. It still has to be some sort of protection. And an Apilya shall beged doesn't afford any protection. He requires a na'al. It doesn't have to be leather, but it has to be some form of protection. And therefore, on Pilya shall beged does not meet the standard. Period. Amar Abaya, okay, let's get into some other details of the chalitza process. What is required to be done, at least l'chadchila? Hai man de chalitz, tzorech l'midchase l'kare. Before the man has chalitza done to him, he must push his foot into the ground. Push his foot down. Why should he have to put his foot down? The Gemara does not say a svara. Rashi and the Rush. Rashi says here, or Rashi just says, Rashi doesn't give a reason. Rashi just says, litchof raglo bekarka. He has to push his foot into the ground. So Gemara doesn't say ground. The Rush says, don't say ground, right? Maybe it could be even on other materials or kalim. But the Rush gives a svara. The Rush says, you know why you push it in? We don't want it to be loose. We want to make sure, as we discussed yesterday, that it's the woman who is removing the shoe. It's not falling off herself. So if you push it against the floor or, let's say, a chair, or a table, or a wall, that would serve the same purpose. The Achronim say, for the Rosh's reason. The Rosh doesn't say it has to be karka. That's reason number one why you would have to do that, to make sure it's on tightly, so that when the woman removes it, it's really called her removing it. If you look in the Ramban gives a different answer. Not the Ramban in the Chidushim here, but if you look in the Ramban at the bottom of the Rif, in the Sefer HaZchus, the Ramban wrote two Svarim on the bottom of the Rif as defenses of the Rif. He wrote the Malchamas Hashem to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Baal Amar. He wrote the Sefer HaZchus to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Raavad. So in the Sefer HaZchus here, he has a line where he says, you know why you have to push down on the floor? Because you need to have L'chadchila Amida. Amida. And if you're leaning on the floor with your foot, so that's showing that you're standing. That's showing that you're standing. And even though you don't have to be standing, V'yavagav d'b'amida mamish lo ma'akva, derech amida ma'akva, k'dereb zera, k'laroi labila. If I'm sitting down, but I'm pushing my foot into the ground, so that's like something that you do when you're standing, that you're leaning with all your weight onto the floor. So the Aruch Haner says, that could be a machlokas of the two reasons, whether you dafka need the floor, or you need any type of item that can push it on to make sure it's tight on my foot. Those are two reasons given in the Rishonim for this halacha. So again, he pushes it in, let's say to be machmer l'chadchila like Rashi, to push it into the ground. Omele Rav Ashi li'ameimar, v'yatanya ben omei ben yoshe ben mute. Right, I doesn't say you could be sitting or leaning. So, ema ula olam nedachas l'kare. Yes, but you're still, even when you're doing that, you're still pushing your foot into the ground. V'yamar ameimar, or pushing your foot onto something. V'amar ameimar, next halacha, haiman demaski alichta dekare, lo chalitz. Somebody who, Rahman al-Islan, had deformity. His foot is backwards. His foot is backwards. And he leans on the front half. Let's say his heel is in the front. So he leans on the front part of his foot and on the back part of his foot. He cannot do chalitza. Not gonna do chalitza because that is not called, v'chalitza na'alo. Right? Rashi quotes here, sharaglo hafuch v'doreis be'el yonosho regel. Right? That is not acceptable. And then Rashi even has an important line, which the other Rishonim pick up on. Even though we said before, no foot is kosher. Right? This is an inverse foot. But we said before, arkubo lamata. Remember we said in the first Mishnah, even if somebody has his foot removed, but as long as it's below the knee, so below the knee, no foot is worse than this foot? Rashi says yes. No foot is better than a backwards foot. Because the backwards foot has a foot, but the chalitza is going to be done in the opposite way, which is not called a chalitza. But here, it is, a bad foot is worse than no foot, so to speak. And that's why Rashi says it is more garua. Amalei Rav Ashi li ameimar, yatanya smochos haraglayim, lav de chalitz ba ihu. Aye, doesn't it say smochos raglayim would be okay? Isn't that referring to, his own? Right, chalitz, you're talking about smochas haraglayim. So isn't that talking about that it's kshera? And we're talking about a case where he's rolling his feet and they are akumim, and that's why he has this support for his legs. Lo, diyoev leila acher v'chalitz. Maybe the case might be talking about where he gives his supports to someone else. Right, someone else is using them for supports, and that could be good enough to be called a chalitza. Amar avashi. Based on what Ameimar says, that the inverted foot would not be able to be chalitza, lav bar uba chalitz, v'lav bar kipuv chalitz. These two people who have those types of feet cannot do chalitza. Rashi quotes, remember the story from Moed Katan Chafhei, where these two people were maspidim, and a number of the Amoram there, if you remember, there were about two blot there, where the Gemara spoke about the hespedim that were given by different funerals of the Amoram. So there, Rav Ashi says to them, you know, what are you going to say about me? And they say these beautiful statements, but there's a little bit of insult to them. Because they say, they're giving the mishalim, so it's not the greatest mashal that could be given, and because of that, their feet get inverted, because of the coven of Rav Ashi. So that's the story behind these people. But again, this line is quoted also there. Fine. Minarkuba lamata v'chulu. So the Mishnah said that if the foot is, Rachman al-Islam, cut off from below the knee, it's okay, it's still called a foot, it's still called a chalitza. Meaning, it's still called a regel, right? Because the chalitzan na'alo me'al raglo, what's called a regel for chalitza, so as long as it's below the knee, that's okay, that's called a regel. Says the Gemara, v'ramini, is that true? Regalim, by the shalosh regalim, that we, a mitzvah aliyah regel, prat l'bali kavin. that excludes balikavin, who are individuals who have a leg below the knee, but they are putter from alila regel. But what do you mean? I thought it is called a regel, below the knee. You don't have to go all the way down to the foot, right? It's not just called a leg, it's called a foot, right? So why by chalitza is it called a regel, and by alila regel it's not called? Shiny hacha, tichsiv me'al raglo. Here is different. It says it also includes me'al raglo, which includes even an extension. Me'al, from something that's on the regel. So therefore, even if only the foot on the bottom is called the regel, me'al raglo allows you even the little leg above the regel. Ihachi l'malam in arkubanami, so why don't you even go all the way up? Even if somebody is lacking the foot even above the knee? No. Me'al velo me'al dime'al. That's too far. It has to be just above the foot, and not way above the foot. Amr, Papa Shmamina, Hi Istavira at Aranachitz. You know what you see from here? The Istavira, which is the ankle, which is all the bones, the whole bottom part of the foot, it must be viewed in halacha as one unit. At Aranachitz. It all goes all the way to the ground. Disak Adaitach, Mifsak Pasik, because if you say it's considered separate units, Havileihu Me'al, Vishoka Me'al to Me'al. Because then if the ankle is the foot, and then above that is, it's going to be two or three different parts. And we just said it has to be me'al raglo and not me'al de me'al. So it must be halachically that we view all those, there's a lot of bones down there, but we view it all as one unit. Amar avashi, afilu tema mifsak pasik. Even if you want to say halachically, we might usually view them as separately. Called the b'hadi kara kakara dami. For this purpose, we would view it all as a leg. And therefore, it would be okay. Period. Minarkubo lamala. But then we said, if the foot is cut from above the knee, so then that is not called the regel. Meaning above the knee is not called regel. So we're going to ask a couple of questions based on psukim that you see the word regel used for above the knee. Masiv Rav Kahana asks, Uvashil yasa hayotzeis mibein ragleho. Right, the pasuk in the Tochacha. Uvashil yasa, that goes out from between her regel. That's talking about coming out from a woman. But raglah is referring to the thighs. So that's way up. Amar Abaya, no, it just means, b'shasha kawas lele, when a woman is having a baby, which is what the pasuk's talking about, no etzes akaveh b'yarkoseh v'yoledes. She assumes the birthing position. The birthing position said the legs are all the way up, so the lower part of the leg is right next to where the baby's coming out from. So there, it is raglayim. It's not referring to the thighs. It's referring to the actual legs, because she's crunched up into a ball. Tashma, lo asa raglav, lo asa svamo. The pasuk might be piboshes. It says, lo asa raglav. And that is referring to, Rashi quotes it here, lo asa raglav, lo haser seyer zakana tachton. He did not shave his lower hairs. So you see again there, raglav is used for a part of the body that is not below. Lishna ma'alya. That's just because we don't want to use a more explicit lashon, but it does not mean anything. You can't be medayik anything from that by raglav. Let's just finish this, and then we'll mention something else. Tashma v'yavo shol asechas raglav. Shol came to be mesech raglav, right? To be mashtin. Again, raglav is up for above. Lishna ma'alya. Again, lishna ma'alya. Tashma ach mesechu raglav becheder amakeira. Referring to Eglon before he was killed by Ehud. He goes up to the bathroom again. Raglav lishna ma'alya. Bein ragleha b'chulu. It says by Yael that Sisra fell between her raglayim. Also referring to above. Lishna ma'alya. All of those are lishna ma'alya. The Rush here discusses, based on the second one, lo asa raglav. So it says he wasn't. So the Rush, this is an important makar for that sugya. And generally, a man shaving hair on various parts of his body. What is called the Isra of Beged Isha and what is not? We know a man is not allowed to use a razor on his face. But what about using even a scissors on other parts of his body? Not because the Isra of Hashchasa or in that world, but the Isra of Beged Isha. So the Rosh says, could you be Medayik from here that it's Mutter? Because it says he was in Lasa Ragla, but, you know, that's unusual. But otherwise he would have been Asa Ragla. So the Rambam quotes that it's at least Asa Durabanan. At least Asa Durabanan, in terms of a man shaving other areas. The question is, even if one lives in a locale where it's acceptable to shave other parts of the body, which makes it better, but it sounds like the Rambam that it's all still Asur Durabana. Again, Yoredeya, Kuf Pei Beis, talks all about these halachas, about where a man is allowed to shave, not allowed to shave. The Shulchan Aruch there speaks about how a man is not allowed to pluck out his white hairs. that is considered beged or losilbash, but women's behavior, which would be included. But again, that's the rush here. If you're going to look at it, talking about that issue. Okay. Next, so we can spend many hours on the next two lines, but we'll spend a few minutes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilos Bal Oso Arasha Boso Ayom. We're focusing on the last one, Bein Ragleha. Remember, Yael running is Eishes Chever Akeni, Sisra's running away. He's being defeated by Barak and Dvorah, and he runs into the tent of Yael. Yael brings him in, and based on Psukim and Shiraz Dvorah, we know that Yael was Mizana with him seven times to wipe him out and to make him exhausted. He falls asleep, and Yael then kills him. Says the Chazal, Sheva Be'ilos Bo'alos Arasha Boso Ayom. Seven times. Shenamar Bein Ragleha. Right, this pasuk. Kara Nafal Shachav Bein Ragleha. Kara Nafal Basher Kara Sham Nafal Shadud. Right, so there are seven Lashonos there. Says the Gemara, V'hakam is Hanya Me Aveira. What's the question? She gets Hanah from the Aveira. Satos is discussing. The problem isn't how'd she do it. She was allowed to do it. Either because she was a female and it's karka olam, what's called, passive, or she was saving all the Klal Yisrael. The question is, why did she do it? But the question is, my mishabcha kasav kol kach. Why does the pasuk praise her so much? The pasuk compares her to the nashim ba'oel, to the imahos. Right? So why does the pasuk praise her so much? That's what the Gemara's question. Didn't she get hana'a? Answer, no. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimma Yochai, kol tovasan shal rishaim, ra'ahu hi eitzal tzadikim. All goodness from Rishaim, right? It's Ra Esal Tzadikim. Shneamar Hisham Alecha Pen Tedaber Im Yaakov Mitov Ad Ra. Hashem warns Lavan, don't say anything to Yaakov, good or bad. Bishlama Ra Lechaye Ela Tov Amai. Fine, you can't say anything bad to Yaakov, but what's wrong with good? Lo Amai Lo Ela Shra Minot Tovas and Shor Rishaim Ra Hi Esal Tzadikim. So y'all got no benefit. Got no hanah from this. Interesting, some of the mefarshim say she's dafka compared to the imahos. The imahos, nashim ba'ohel, because the imahos were known as nashim in the ohel. Why? Because of their tznius. So dafka y'all is compared, because this act, which you might think is a breach of tznius, no. She's compared to them, because she was acting l'shem shamayim totally, what's called an aveira l'shma, and therefore she did it. Again, I guess a sugya that has come up many times in the past, and that is based on this Gemara. So what she did was wonderful. The pasuk praises her. Did she become Naseris al-Baila? Meaning, the act of Ratzon in the situation of Ones. We discussed this a few weeks ago, I think, already. Right? The case of the Nodim Yehuda, where a whole bunch of Jews were captured, and the guy was going to kill all of them. And one woman goes and is Mazana with him and saves all of them. So is she Naseris al-Baila? What about Esther Hamalka, who the Gemara says Beferis, she became Naseris. Kasher Avadati Avadati. Is there a difference? The Chacham Shlomo, amazingly, says there's a difference between Esther and Yael. Esther became Naseris, Yael did not, because it calls her Eishes Chever Akeni. And it says she got Hana. What kind of Hana? Is it she can't go back to her husband? What kind of Hana do you call that? Eishes Chever Akeni. So all the Mepharshim discuss, what's the difference? Esther was more a number of steps removed. Yael was mamish killing the general right now. Or do you say Yael was also Asur Levaila, the Noda Behuda? And Noda Behuda says, even in parallel cases, you shouldn't even do it. But here it was Latzolas, call Yisrael. So that's why it was allowed. But to save 20 Jews, maybe it shouldn't have even been done. Again, big discussion. The Noda Behuda, the last Meshach Chachma in Parshas Bishalach, also discusses this because this is the Haftorah for Parshas Bishalach. Okay, but we've discussed that in the past. But now I just want to mention one other comment. And that is, Avera Lishma, the question and the answer given, the Rav Dessler writes in the Michtam Elio in Chela Gimel, and Rav Chaim Shalevitz also discusses this, it must be perfect. What the Gemara is bothered by is that, didn't she get Hana'a? And when you're doing an Avera Lishma, it's got to be perfect, because you're already risking doing the Avera. And the answer is that we're talking about Yael. And Yael was a perfect Tzadekes, and therefore Inachinami. Most of us, all of us, in our day and age, we don't do Averas Lishma. We're not in that stage, right? To do the avos, let's say, like Rechaim of Elazar writes about this in Nefesh HaChaim also. The avos, quote unquote, violated certain averos. Yaakov married two sisters, and Moshe Rabbeinu's parents were an aunt and a nephew. They were Isurim because they saw Beruach Kacham that this is what they had to do. We don't have that. That's, so to speak, an avera lishma. But we don't have that flexibility. Bizman hazeh, because we don't have the levels of being totally lishma. But that's what the Gemara is emphasizing about Ya'el, that she was lishma. Good. So says the Gemara, Bishlama Hasam, fifth line, over there, fine, I understand by Lavan. I understand by Lavan what could have been bad coming out of the good. Dilma mitzkir leishma davodes kochavim. Maybe in the conversation with Yaakov, he would end up mentioning one of his gods. A god of avodah zarah, and is an isker. Lo yishama al picha. You shouldn't be in a conversation, which would lead to mentioning ay avodah zarah. Ela hacha my ra'ika, but what's the ra by Yael? So she's being mezana with somebody. What's the ra that's coming out of it? It's just physical pleasure? Answer, no. To kashadi ba zuhama. Because there are impurities, spiritual impurities that goes along with the physical act. And that's what would have polluted her and contaminated her. And that's what did. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishah Sheba Nachash al Chava. As Rabbi Yochanan says, when the Nachash was with Chava, and the Ben Yoyada says, this is obviously not a physical relationship. It's some type of spiritual, the Nachash symbolizing the Yetzahara. Right, as we know, many Mepharshim explained, by the Chet, what happened? Ra used to be external, and now it became internal. Right, with the Rambam's beautiful lashon in the Mor Nevuchim. It went from Emes and Sheker to Tov and Ra. Right, there's a big difference. Truth and falsehood versus good and bad. It became much more subjective, because now it's inside of me. So that's what happened. That was the Nachash's putting the Yetzara inside. So, B'shah Shabbat Nachash al Chava, Hito Bazu Ama, Yisrael Shamdu al Har Sinai Paska Zu Amasam, and we purified it at Har Sinai, Ovdei Kochavim Shlo Amdu al Har Sinai Lo Paska Zu Amasam. Okay, and that was the Zuama that was in Sisra, and that he was going to put into Ya'el, and that was the Ra that came out of it. Viter. The Mishnah said, you're allowed to use a shoe that is not your own. Tana Rabbanan. Na'alo. Ainli ela na'alo. Na'al shel kol adam minayin. How do I know you're allowed to use a shoe that is not your own? Tamalomer na'al na'al mikol makom. Imkein ma tamalomer na'alo. So why does it say possessive? His na'al. Na'alo hara'uilo. A na'al that fits you. Prat legadol shein yochel halachbo, excluding one that's too big. Uprat lekatan shein chofei rof raglo, or too small that doesn't cover most of his foot. Uprat lesandal hamisulayim shein lo akev, or a sandal misulayim. Rashi quotes as either a description or the name of a place, right? That doesn't have a heel. Basically, a shoe that doesn't fit, no good. Abaya havikoi kamidir of Yosef. One time, Abaya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Asu yavama lachlots. A yavama came. Amarle, Rav Yosef says to Abaya, havli sandalach. You know, give him your shoe. Give him your sandal to use. Yoev le sandal adesmala. So Abaya takes off his left sandal and gives it to the man. Amarle, says Rav Yosef, Abaya, what are you doing? Amar de Amar Rabbanan de Eved. When did the rabbi say that you could use the left one on the right foot? Bidi Eved, you could use that. Lechadchila mi Amar, lechadchila. Give him your right sandal. Amar Lei, says Abaya back. Well, you're telling me I should be a lechadchila Jew? So what about you? Iachi sandal she'in shalonami. Right, also if it's not yours. Amar de Amar Rabbanan de Eved, lechadchila mi Amar. Tell him to go get his own sandal. Right, so what's the difference? Amarlei, hachi kamino lecha. Yes, this is what I'm telling you. I meant to say that. Havle va'akni le. I meant that you should give it to him. Atana manas lahachsir. Give it to him. Don't just give it to lend it to him. But give it to him as a kinyan, because I want you to, I want him to own it. The Aruch Lener says that Abaye here was testing him and doing this to him because he thought, like Rav Yosef many times, forgot certain of his, some of his learning. So here too, Abaye thought maybe he forgot something to do. He was just testing him to see what he would say. The Rashba says, based on this Gemara, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Lichatchila, the Bezdin is makne the shoe. If Bezdin has a shoe, the Bezdin is makne the shoe to the Yavam, and that way that it is his. Lichatchila, what's the Lichatchila for? It should be his own? So the Rashba says, because your own shoe fits you. And therefore, lechadchila, you should use your own shoe. So once you say that, then there's a little plug that we make it your shoe, even if you're getting it from the bezdin. V'yef shalom, or to lechadchila gazera mishim katan, o gadol sheino ochol halech bo, to kol sheino shalo, ein asui kemidas raglo mamish. If it's not your own shoe, it doesn't fit you perfectly, says the Rashba. The Yamsha Shlomo here discusses that there was a certain type of they made a takana in his day that you're not allowed to do chalitza unless it's his shoe, vadai. He says, I don't know what they get this from. Any odea lama hechmir. Halo ena ma'akev akna. Rach lechadchila. You do a lechadchila. So I'm not exactly sure why. He says, maybe if they didn't have any kavan, it's like an esrog. They used to have an esrog shalakal. One esrog in town. So it's like chalitza also. You have one esrog in town, one chalitza siadol. So even if you don't say anything, it's known that each person is makne. Then he says, maybe not. An esrog is for everybody. How many people need a sandal of chalitza? Not too often. But he has a discussion here of matana manas lahachzir in the Avshar Shlomo, Simin Yutes, comparing the sandal of chalitza to esrog. Okay, two more minutes. Let's go. Sandal shel eitz. So the Mishnah spoke about using a wooden sandal. A wooden sandal. So Mantana, who was the one that says that's okay? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Meir, like we said, Ditznan, I feel you say Bakav Shalom, Div Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Oser. Like we said, Rabbi Meir doesn't darshan from limited to Tachash. He allows even wooden. Avua de Shmuel Omer, Bimechupa or Bidivirko. If it's covered with leather, even though it's made out of wood, that also could be okay to the other dais also. Good. So let's start this sugya now and then we'll continue. Amar Rav Papi, Mishmei de Rava, Rav Papi. Says in the name of Rava, sandal amuskar, a sandal which has the level of tsara'as muskar. We know there's muskar and mukhlat. Muskar, they're put away, but they're not vadai mitzora, and mukhlat is the step afterwards. Like the Mishnah says in Megillah, ein bein mitzora muskam zora mukhlat, ela priya frima. So what if you have a sandal, right, this tsara'as habeged, that has the status of muskar. Lotach lusbo, you should not use that for chalitza. Vimcholza chalitza sakshera. But if you did, it works, bidi evet. Sandal ha mukhla, but if it's mukhla, lotach lusbo, vimcholza chalitza sapsula. If you use that, you can't. It's no good bidi evet. Why? Because it is omed l'sreifa. It is omed to be burned. We apply the principle Rashi quotes called kituse mechta shiure. We put its destiny on its present status, and it's as if it's burned already. And if it's burned, you don't have a chalitza shoe here. You need the shear of a chalitza shoe covering most of your foot. So this is like it's burned already, and therefore, no good. And that's Rav Papi in the name of Rava. Rav Papa, Mishmei de Rava, Amar, Echad Sandal Muskar, Echad Sandal Mukhlat, Lotach Lesbo, Vimchaz Echad Shera. No, it does work. Even a Mukhlat works bidi evet, even though it's l'sreifa koi, but still it's good enough for chalitza. So meisve, let's at least just start the next question. Is this really true? Says the Mishnah in, as you would have guessed, Meseches Negayim, bayis muskar, a house that has saras, that's muskar. Mitame mitocha, is tame from the inside of it. Muchlat mitocha ume achorav. Muchlat is even if you touch the outside of it. Right, it's a bayis hamenuga. Zev is a mitame mebia, but they both are mitame if you go into it. But if you say all mukhlat is called kiduse mechtas, as if it's not there, v'habeinan v'abala bayis v'leka. So what are you going into? It's as if it's already pulverized. So how can you say this tumas ohel when it comes to a house of saras? Answer: shiny hasam. There's different. Amar krov v'natatas abayis afilu b'shas netitza kari bayis. No, it's special din that it has the status even of that. 2 points, and then we'll start. Number one is, keep in mind that there's only Tumas Ohel by two halachas in the world of halacha. That is by Tumas Meis and Tumas Saras. The only two halachas that has Tumas Ohel. Everything else only has at most Maga or Masa, but not Ohel. Ohel is only by Meis or Mitzora. Number two, keep in mind the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's Ayin Aleph, that says, at least according to one opinion, three halachos that might not have ever happened. Right, maybe. And that is Irani Dachas, Bensora Mora, and Bayis Hamenuga. Right, this is one of them. So either way, if it didn't happen, then this is all about Lahagdol Torah Lahadir. But those are two uniquenesses to Bayis Hamenuga. Okay, we'll stop here by Tashma. Parsha Shir is up from last night, and Ben Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's Shir was L'Zecha Nishmas, Chana Bas Eliyahu, for Neshama Shev and Aliyah.